Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. We are presented by Bosky Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Roofing, and Restoration. For service, call 444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. We also want to give a shout-out to our good friend Ben Lucero with Indigo Mortgage. They are now one of our show sponsors, and I want to quote Ben Lucero. He says, "The decisions we make and the actions we take when nobody is watching but the Lord, that's what defines our integrity." That's Indigo Mortgage. You can give them a call if you're interested in a mortgage loan at 505-836-5700 or on the web at indigomortgage.net. We're now joined in studio by one of our programming sponsors and our good friend, Dr. Tony Del Angel, Gonstead Physical Medicine. Dr. Tony, hi.
Hi, how are you doing? Thank you for having us.
Appreciate you being here, and you've brought a special guest, one of your patients. Brian, welcome.
Welcome.
Hey, thanks for rushing over here. We know that we might have had a scheduling screw-up, so you are a good man getting over here as quick as you did.
I owe this guy my life, man. He has changed my physical body for the better. So,
hey, that's great testimony right there. That's why you invited him.
All right.
Hey, Dr. Tony, tell us a little bit about Gonstead Physical Medicine.
Well, we are an integrative medical clinic, and so for those of you who have been in the Albuquerque area for the last 20 years, we originally started off by the name of Gonstead Family Chiropractic. And we had really good results. And, you know, as Brian knows, too, he's been around for a long time. At that point in time, we were just doing chiropractic. And I realized at the time that it was limited. Chiropractic does great things, but it's very limited in terms of if we're really trying to solve people's problems. So over the course of really 20 years now, we have added all sorts of other services. We started off with massage and then spinal decompression. Then we added in some functional rehab. And as we did this, our patients' results just got better and better and better. And then we got to the point where, you know, we knew what our limitations were. And at that time I had to decide, okay, we need to bring on medical providers now too. So we brought on some medical providers, and they look at things a lot differently than a chiropractor would. And so just collaborating so many different ideas with the providers that we had or have, it opened up a lot of different avenues in terms of how we can help people. So we started adding in some medical services now, we talked a little about this last time where we started adding hormone, bioidentical hormone replacement and stuff like that, and it's just really taken off. And so about 4 years ago now, we ended up having to build a bigger building just so that way we can sustain all of these different types of services. And now we're at the point now where we're running out of room again. So we're kind of looking around to see what we can do for the future.
Well, you do have two different clinics.
Yes.
One is located at 8001 Wyoming Boulevard, Suite D4, and that's in Albuquerque, of course. The phone number there is 884-8584. And then you also have a West Side office out in Rio Rancho, 1920 West Side Boulevard. So if you're going the speed limit but cruising up the hill into Rio Rancho, you got to get in the far left lane, right?
That's correct.
In order to get off on West Side. And, by the way, people race up that darn hill. Every time I drive up there, it's like, are you kidding me? I just signaled and you're trying to pass me like 40 cars. So be careful, but it's a great location because it's really accessible to everybody on the west side of Albuquerque.
Yeah. So that was, you know, even 4 years ago, that used to be all dirt right there, and Presbyterian Hospital moved in first. And really, it was kind of we really had to pray about it and really think about, okay, is this the right decision of moving our practice to this location? Because at the time there was nothing there. Mm. And so we got in at a good time. And, you know, you got to trust that the people, if they're willing to put a hospital there, they wanted that to actually be the medical hub for Rio Rancho. And so now it's growing exponentially right now. So.
Yeah. Well, two great locations. Now, Brian, you showed up and you immediately started saying, this guy saved your life. What has Gonstead Physical Medicine done for you?
It's a lot. So I think I started going about 8 to 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while now.
Yeah, and I've grown with him. So as the treatments and things changed, I started going, I'm 43 now. I got diagnosed that I needed a hip replacement like immediately at 35, 36 years old from an injury I sustained when I was racing BMX at 16 years old. And he's like, you don't need it right now. And so two surgeons were like, he's not going to do anything for you. The cartilage is gone. My ball of my femur looked like a melted ice cream cone. Mm-hmm. It had been bone on bone for so long. And through chiropractic adjustments, stretching, some of the techniques they do, he was able to stave off surgery for almost 6 years.
Nice.
So, and don't forget dry needling, man. I love the dry needling that you guys offer. That is such a way to relax those muscles that are super tense from the accident I sustained.
So tell us what dry needling is, Dr. Tony.
So dry needling, we actually use, it looks like an acupuncture needle. It actually is an acupuncture needle. And the reason why it's so beneficial is because it gets to the deeper tissues that we're trying to address. So for instance, with Brian's hip, we can take a needle all the way down to the bone if we needed to. But sometimes even if with the deepest tissue massage that you can provide, you can only go so far because the tissues are so thick. Well, with a needle, you can actually go all the way down. And so if you look at what happens with the needle from a microscopic level, we basically put the needle all the way in and we can rotate or spin the needle. And the fascial tissue actually winds up around the needle until eventually I get to a point where I can't twist that needle anymore. Now, it sounds excruciating, but it's not bad at all. Like, you
it
don't
feels
feel
so good.
This. Yeah.
Feels good.
They put like 90 to 150 needles in me every time. And by the time they're all in, like, you want to fall asleep.
Yeah.
It just starts to, all the ache after they're in for about maybe a minute and a half, all the ache, all the pain that you're experiencing, it just starts to relax.
Yeah. And so basically, when I can't twist that needle anymore, that fascial tissue kind of winds up around that needle. And then eventually, like what Brian was talking about, is everything just, you just let it sit there. And then eventually, all that tissue just starts to relax. And that's how you get to those deeper muscles. Because if you're really trying to make change in people, you have to make change down to the bone. You can't just make these superficial changes that you can see. You have to get all the way down to the bone.
Brian shared a crazy story about being pretty young.
Oh, yeah.
And injured. Is that common that people would have injuries? I mean, I'm an old basketball player. I played hundreds of games and, frankly, worn out my knees. Now, I don't think I need any knee surgeries right away, but I still do quite a bit of lifting and stuff trying to keep the muscles in shape. But I'll get up from this chair at the end of the radio program. Might take me a minute to stand up, but you've already told me off air, boy, Jim, sounds like you need to get in and get some work done.
You know, it's funny because we don't feel these changes happening in our body. We just kind of learn to deal with it. And you don't really know how far off you've gone until you really start to feel good again. And then you realize, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that I was that bad. And you really have to study people and how they move. Yeah, that's really going to tell you the story. You can sometimes see it in terms of posture, but in the medical world right now, and Brian was a perfect example, we have a tendency to look at the first ugly thing that we see on an x-ray or an MRI, and we say, oh, there's your problem. That's exactly why, you know, you have your pain. But there's so many ugly things that you could see that it doesn't necessarily mean that's the problem. You really have to study movement, and that'll tell you the why. Why does that joint or whatever look ugly? And then you look at their movement, you look at their posture, you look at all these other factors or other pieces of the puzzle, and that really tells you the story and how you need to fix it.
Yeah. I want to go down my list here, Brian, and I'm really going to address this one to you. You're still under treatment.
Yes.
And it's
probably the rest of my life.
And it's, but you like that. But I think maybe our listeners would think that they're not necessarily, they're thinking doctors are supposed to cure us and then I shouldn't have to go back to the doctor. Yet they know they have to go to the gym.
Well, see, this is a lifestyle change. You know, you want to bring it back biblically. The Lord always says, choose. I set before you life and death. Choose life. You know what I mean? This is a choice. I was doing things that were harming my body. Even the job I work, I walk 8 to 10 miles a day. So the reality is I had to make a lifestyle choice, and he gave me a lot of stuff. I mean, a lot of the stretching and things that I can do to keep my body relaxed, man, it's a lacrosse ball. Mm. I literally sit on the floor, rotate this lacrosse ball through a series of movements they taught me, and I can do it watching TV. I can do it folding laundry. So it's just a cognitive choice to say, okay, I believe in God. I trust God to heal my body. But how can I trust God to heal my body if I'm abusing it? So that's what I love about Gonstead, is they're like, no, if you do this and you walk this out and you stay the course on this, it's a lifestyle change that is not difficult. And just, man, the pain level I was in was like an 8 or 9 when I started.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like down to like a 3 by the end of the day, just because of what I do. But then I go home, I'm done making dinner, taking care of kids. I sit on a lacrosse ball, a $3 lacrosse ball from Big Five that completely relaxes my body. So I sleep better at night and my body is able to regenerate itself.
You know, I'm really glad you went to Big Five to buy that lacrosse ball, because if you tried to buy it through some medical insurance, you would have paid about $400 for
it. Exactly right.
Yeah, and boy, that's a political statement if there's, you know.
Well, it's
anything.
True.
Well, and the thing that bothers me is I don't think it was a bad idea. I don't care what my Republican friends say, that we would have an Affordable Care Act so everybody could have medical insurance. I thought that was a really good idea. But part of the problem is, and the reason that these premiums keep going up, is because you're not paying for the treatment like you're paying with Gonstead. You're paying for, I guess, levels and levels of bureaucracy.
Yep.
And the expense is just ridiculous. And we don't need to do that.
No. No. You know, and, you know, Brian is the picture perfect type of patient that we want to see. So, for instance, and everybody has a different level of what they perceive as value in life. Sometimes the hardest thing that I have to do is help somebody make a lifestyle change. It's the most difficult thing to do, even in my own life. That is the most difficult thing to do because it requires discomfort. Mm. And in order to see the level of quality in regards to your health in life, you're going to have to walk through some pretty uncomfortable times. And this is really the only way to go about it. And so, when you have somebody like Brian, the reason why we wanted to bring him on is because this is a breath of fresh air. It really is. Some people come in and they say, oh, I just want you to crack my back and I can do everything in my life. It may hurt, but, I can do it. I'm good. And they're not there yet. And unfortunately, some people have to hit rock bottom or near rock bottom before they kind of humble themselves and they say, you know what? I need help. What do I do? What do I need to do? And hopefully we can get to them before that surgery does happen. So,
well, my surgery, that's what's funny. Back to what you said earlier, you know, just because you see an X-ray, the surgeon that wound up doing the surgery, he brought in all his physician's assistants because the X-ray said I should not have any level of mobility. And he brought in all his PAs and said, look at the X-ray. And they're like, he needs a hip replacement like today. And then he tells them, watch this. He tells me, bend over, touch your toes. I could bend over and hook my fingers under my toes. I could do a lunge. And by the X-ray, I had a 2.5 centimeter bone spur off one side and a 1.75 centimeter bone spur off the other side. It should have locked up on my hip.
But you had stretched muscles. You had some tone. You had some flexibility.
Or I'd just like to joke around. I was just too dumb to know I was hurt. But they literally told me, right there in front of his physician's assistants, this is why you don't solely look at X-rays.
Yeah.
This guy, one, is too young. If he was 65, 70, I would tell him, do it anyway.
Yeah.
But because of his age, we don't want to do that. And he literally told me, don't come back till you can't put your shoes on.
Awesome. We are in studio this afternoon with Dr. Tony Dellangel, Gonstead Physical Medicine, and Brian, one of his patients. And Brian's got a lot to say about all this good stuff. When we come back, I'm going to run by a couple of scenarios that I've gotten emails about from listeners. And so stay with us on ABQ Connect. And if you want to call Dr. Tony or talk to Brian about his experience, give us a call at 505-338-5790. We've got another 15 minutes with these two gentlemen. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Tired of being quarantined? Have the pandemic blues got you down? Having a food choice crisis? Let's talk about a solution. In queso emergency, head straight for Casa Taco, winner of Albuquerque the Magazine Best of the City 3 years running. Come try the signature brisket and green chili tacos, carne asada tacos, and the amazing puffy tacos, plus much more. Convenient online ordering at casa-taco.com. Two locations in Albuquerque and one in Elephant Butte. Casa Taco.
Here's Pastor Mike Fabares with your one-minute focal point.
Have you ever felt like you're being bombarded with conflicting Christian voices? I mean, people pointing to the same passage of Scripture, but somehow coming to completely different conclusions. All these instructors claim to be Christ's sheep, but we ought to be careful because Jesus warned that some of them might in fact be harmful and deceptive wolves. Unfortunately, making the distinction between what's biblically sound and what's not isn't as simple as we might hope. False teaching will almost always have plenty of truth mixed in, and that's why it makes it so insidious. So learning how to be discerning without being incredulous or hypercritical, it's an essential Christian virtue. And that's why we need to be diligent to study God's Word. We need to know the truth so that we can discern it from error.
Want more? Join Pastor Mike Fabares each weekday on Focal Point to be equipped for life. Details at focalpointradio.org.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8585.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Patient Brian McKenna in studio with Dr. Tony Dellangel, and we appreciate you joining us on ABQ Connect. Gonstead Physical Medicine has been a longtime sponsor of the program here at KNKT. They support this ministry. We want to support them by making sure our listeners know about their services and all of the amazing things that could happen. Dr. Tony, you've already said, look, chiropractic in Gonstead, the Gonstead method, which is a certain method of chiropractic, is still very valuable. But I imagine that you get an adjustment, and then with just that kind of treatment, the muscles are still tightening up once in a while and stuff and pulling you back out of alignment. So now you've got a whole plethora of services to help people be whole. And so I'm going to give you a scenario.
Okay.
What kind of treatment program would you recommend for somebody that's experiencing low back tightness? And here's the funny thing. This listener writes that if he stays in bed past about 5:30 in the morning, he can feel the lower back muscles in his back just tightening up. So he has to get up and stretch a little bit, but still feels like he's got a lot of tightness, has had x-rays and things, no physical damage to his back at all, but sometimes this gets so tight he can barely walk.
Yeah, so that's a perfect example of a lot of what we see, to be honest with you. And so there's a difference between having a joint problem and what we call a myofascial problem, where it's muscle and fascia. And so if you ever look at like a piece of steak and you look at all that white connective tissue that runs through the steak, that's fascia. Well, we have the same thing in our bodies. And so what ends up happening because of sports, slips, falls, sitting all day long, even lying in bed all day, you know, those types of things, gravity in itself, it leads to compression of all these tissues. And so these tissues will actually start to shorten up. So that tightness that you're feeling, basically what ends up happening is it's as the muscle and the fascial tissue shorten up, it leads to more compression on our joints. And so you can pick all this up not only with an x-ray, but you can pick it up just in people's posture and how they move. And that's basically how we analyze people is we take pictures of them just standing, whatever feels natural to them. Then we take some x-rays, and then we actually have them, we record them walking or running on a treadmill. And we put that in slow motion, and you can figure out all these little dysfunctions or deficiencies that the patient may have. And we take all that information, and then we go into a team meeting with all of our staff, and then we say, okay, medical people, what do you think? Massage people, what do you think? Rehab people, what do you think? Chiros, what do you think? And everybody comes together, and we put together a treatment plan based off of that. And so you get really one opinion, one treatment plan, all done under one roof. And so that was my pet peeve, because I can't tell you how many patients I would tell the patient something, and then they'd go see their medical doctor. They would say something completely different. Then they go to the massage therapist, and they would say something completely different. And then they go to the physical therapist, and they'd hear four or five different opinions as to what's going on. And the patients just get confused. And the end result was they just took medication because that was the simplest thing to do. And they didn't have to drive everywhere trying to get all this treatment. So the patient, it was just a downward spiral for them. And it led to anxiety and depression and all these other things that, a lot of people have today, especially. And so how do you make change? It's very uncomfortable. It was uncomfortable even for myself to make all this change in the clinic, because it took a ton of time and energy to do that. But, and, you know, we're still working out the kinks. We're still trying to evolve into the best that we can become.
And I know that that's going to be ongoing. You can always grow.
Always.
You can always grow. You can always get better, always learn new things. So, Brian, I want to go back to your situation. You got injured when you were very young.
Mm-hmm.
And Gonstead kept you from having surgery for a long time. You finally did have hip replaced.
Yeah.
How did they help you after that? Were they part of the rehab keeping you flexible?
Oh, yeah. Again, the needling to basically the cross ball is used to break up the scar tissue. So that's why I still do that. It's going to take a while to break up all that scar tissue because of how deep they had to cut into my body to get where they needed to. And then, unfortunately, about a year and a half after my surgery, I work in a body shop and got in my first accident. Someone rear-ended me at 45 miles an hour with no brakes at a four-way stop. So it twisted my knee, and that walking on that gate is how we figured that out, right?
Yeah.
And noticed that my arch in my foot had collapsed because it was like half on the brake when I got hit. So it bent my foot and it twisted my knee. And so then they realized, oh, everybody's always focused on the hip replacement. That's what got jostled in the accident. It was actually my knee and my foot. And once they started that and they adjusted the treatment, it was like probably 2 weeks. I was well on my way to getting back to normal. That's why they all worked together. Like you said, everybody started, look, no, he's not moving right when he does this. And everybody started talking, and it's like, nope, we got to go this way now.
All right. Both of you guys are pretty young guys. I'm 62. So Brian, I got to go into dad mode here, man. You got to take it easy on your body a little bit.
Yeah.
A little hard to recover. Next thing I'm going to hear about is this guy going off a jump on a mountain bike, down some cliff.
That's what I did. That's exactly what I did. I caught about 20 feet of air and dead stopped on the back of some doubles. And I was about 17 and I micro fractured the arm of my femur, and I didn't know. It hurt for about 45 minutes, and then I was like, I got second place.
He is not afraid.
No, no. You know, and that's one of the questions that we always ask our patients, too, is what do you want to do? Like, why did you pick up the phone to make that appointment? You know, and everyone says, oh, I want to get out of pain. But it's really, okay, I can't BMX anymore. I can't play with my kids. I can't exercise. I can't do these things anymore, and now it's serious. And the goal is not just to get him out of pain, but to get him back to doing those things like what Brian was talking about, because that's what he enjoys. That's what life is about. Mm-hmm. And if you can do that, how much more, I don't want to say excitement, but just how much more joy do you get out of life when you can do the things that you want to do?
Oh, you absolutely have to. In fact, I love to mountain bike. I've got a friend I've been mountain biking with a little bit, and it's better for my brain than it is for my body.
Absolutely.
Well, and even being able to hike. So like after the accident, I was twisted. He would have to explain it, but my upper body had twisted from the accident, and that was putting even more pressure on my hip. And so I could barely make it through a day of work as much as I walked. So like all my extracurricular stuff fell by the wayside, and I can't function without getting out in nature.
Yeah.
Like, I got to get out and hike and go to waterfalls and do that with my boys. And so by them providing and being cognitive and aware of what's going on, and not just, like he said, put a Band-Aid on it. Like, when they first went in and from the surgery and some of the other things, they're like, this is going to be a lifestyle change. Like, once you're done with physical therapy, if you stop, you're just going to be back here in 6 months.
Yeah.
So they really start teaching you how to do it at home. They really focus on the movements to teach you the movements so you're not doing it wrong at home, potentially injuring yourself. And they've armed me with a lot of knowledge to where I'm even showing my son, who's a pitcher, some of the motions they told me, and he's pitching better.
Nice.
And he's not hurting his arm.
See, and that's, if you know, you asked what's the difference with what Gonstead does, that's exactly it. Is, and I'm sure some of your listeners have heard in the past, oh, once you go to a chiropractor, you always have to go. That's not true. And so he just nailed it right on the head, where what we want to do is we want to teach you. It starts with education. You have to teach your patients. You know, doctor is really teacher. And so you have to teach your patients the why. If they understand the why on what's wrong with their bodies, they're going to spend the rest of their life peeling back layer after layer of their problems. We all do. And so for me to tell patients, once you come in and we get you better and you don't have any pain, you're good for the rest of your life. No, that's not true. That's not true for anybody, right? But we can teach you how to take care of yourself because you understand your body so much that you can do this at home. And people say, well, Dr. Tony, why do you tell your patients that? You know, that's not good for business. We have to discharge people so we can create room for more people. Like, we get a lot of referrals because of that. And so we just have to do that. And I feel good about saying that.
Well, and you've helped Brian develop some habits that are going to keep him healthy for a long time. And I'll give you a hope, which I have now. I've raised 5 kids. They're all adults, grandchildren. That's who I want to be able to keep up with.
That's right.
When I have those. And I'm jealous of all my friends that have grandchildren, and they're all doing a great job. We are in studio with Brian McKenna. He is a patient of Dr. Tony Del Angel, Gonstead Physical Medicine. Gonstead is an integrated medical clinic, and they've got all kinds of great services to provide for you. Their phone number of their Northeast Heights clinic is 884-8584. Their West Side office is located in Rio Rancho at 1920 West Side Boulevard. Their phone number is 922-9444. Dr. Tony, I appreciate you being here so much. We are already out of time, guys, and I appreciate you joining us very much on ABQ Connect.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And we'll get you back on 3 or 4 weeks, and I'm sure we'll get some other questions. And I think next time we're going to concentrate on getting some callers calling in, and maybe you'll be willing to answer some of those questions live.
Sure. Sounds good.